Once upon a time, there was a rich man who had a beautiful daughter called Ella. His wife had died a long time ago, and he had married again. His second wife was unkind to Ella. She made her work hard all day long, and Ella's clothes became ragged and torn. When evening came, Ella was always very tired. She would sit down by the fire in the ashes and cinders to rest and keep warm. The wife had brought her two ugly daughters with her. They were both as unkind as their mother.
"Look at you, down there in the dirty ashes," they would say. "We are going to call you Cinderella because you are always sitting in the cinders."
Cinderella felt very sad and lonely. Then one day, a special invitation arrived, saying that the king was going to hold a grand ball at the palace. Cinderella's stepmother and the two ugly sisters were very excited.
"You can make new dresses for all of us," one of them said to Cinderella. "We must have the most beautiful clothes to wear to the ball." "The king's son will be there," said the other sister, "and I have heard that he is looking for a wife. He might choose me."
On the night of the grand ball, Cinderella helped her stepmother and her ugly sisters to get dressed in their new gowns. Then she watched them driving away. As Cinderella went over to sit by the fire, tears began to roll down her cheeks.
"Oh, how I wish I could go to the ball," she said.
Suddenly, a kindly old woman appeared beside Cinderella.
"I am your fairy godmother," she said, "and I can help you go to the ball. Follow me."
She went out into the garden and tapped an enormous pumpkin with her magic wand. Immediately, it turned into a fine coach. Then 6 grey mice from the mouse trap became 6 grey horses to pull the coach. An old rat became the coachman.
"There," said the fairy godmother. "Now you can go to the ball, Cinderella."
"But I cannot go to the ball in these ragged clothes," cried Cinderella.
The fairy godmother touched Cinderella with her magic wand.
"Look," she said, "you are now wearing the loveliest gown in the land."
Cinderella was delighted. She watched as her old slippers changed into the most beautiful glass shoes she had ever seen.
"Oh, thank you! Thank you, fairy godmother," she cried.
"You can be on your way now, my child," said her fairy godmother. "But there is one thing to remember. you must leave the ball by midnight, because then the magic will end, and your clothes will be rags again."
"I will not forget," said Cinderella,
as she climbed into her coach. When Cinderella walked into the castle ballroom, everyone turned to look at her. The prince came towards her, amazed by her beauty. As the music began to play, he took her hand. Then he danced with her all night. The ugly sisters sat beside their mother and said,
"Who is that beautiful girl? We have never seen her before."
Everyone at the ball wanted to know who she was. Cinderella was having such a wonderful time that she forgot to look at the clock. All too soon, the chimes of midnight began to ring out.
"I must go,"
she gasped to the prince. She ran out of the ballroom and down the palace steps. One of her glass shoes came off, but Cinderella could not stop. The prince called to her, but by the time he reached the doorway, she had gone. The prince walked slowly down the steps. He picked up the dainty glass shoe and smiled to himself.
"Tomorrow, I will get my servants to take this shoe to every house in the land,"
he said.
"Whoever it fits will become my wife."
So, the very next day, the prince's servants went from house to house with the glass shoe. Every woman in the land tried to put it on. At last, the servants arrived at Cinderella's house. The ugly sisters ran to meet them.
"Let me try the shoe," cried one sister. "It will fit me." "No, give it here," cried the other. "It is my shoe."
The ugly sisters fought over the shoe. They tried to squeeze their feet into it, and so did their mother. But it did not fit any of them. Then the servants looked at Cinderella and said, "Every woman in the land must try this shoe." The ugly sisters started to laugh.
"But that is only Cinderella," they said. "She is too poor to wear such a fine shoe."
One of the servants knelt down in front of Cinderella. He held out the shoe, and she slipped her foot into it. It fitted perfectly. Suddenly, Cinderella's fairy godmother appeared again. She waved her wand, and once more Cinderella was wearing her beautiful ball gown and both glass shoes.
"So it was Cinderella at the ball," cried the ugly sisters. "She was the beautiful girl who danced all night with the prince," cried their mother.
The servants took Cinderella back to the palace, where the prince was waiting.
He was delighted to see her again.
"Will you marry me?"
he asked.
"And become my wife?"
"Oh, yes," smiled Cinderella.
And so Cinderella and the prince were married, and they lived happily ever after.